The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Your Money Replay from Money FM 89.3. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Money and Me. I'm Michelle Martin. The headline reads, CPF investment scheme funds deliver 1.9% average returns in the second quarter. We're going to break this down today with Lipa's Asia Pacific research head, Zav Feng. Lipa was appointed by the Investment Management Association of Singapore and the Life Insurance Association of Singapore to monitor the performance of all unit trusts and ILPs under the CPF. FIS. So Zav Feng, Director of Lipa Asia Pacific Research, joining me live now. Welcome to the show, Zav.
Hi there, everyone.
Thank you for joining us. And also, by the way, if you'd like to get your questions to us and join in the conversation, you can WhatsApp me at 971-788-93. Okay, so today we're going to discuss the recent developments in the CPF investment scheme, look at how it's performed, look at the various investment instruments under the scheme, the sort of returns we're seeing, and what you need to know before investing with the CPFIS. So quite a packed show for you. Zav, I wonder if we can start with you maybe outlining for those listeners out there who are really unaccustomed to the CPF investment scheme. Can you give us a brief idea of what it offers?
Okay, the Central Provident Fund is a comprehensive social security saving plan that provided most of the working Singaporeans with a sense of security and confidence for their retirement years. The retirement scheme actually provides CPF members a monthly income to support basic standard of living during the retirement. It is through lifelong income, healthcare financing, and home financing. And the CPF scheme is aiming to enable most of Singaporeans to have a secure retirement. The CPF investment scheme gives investors an option to invest ordinary account and special account savings in a wide range of investment to enhance their retirement nest egg. And of course, if investors are not very confident of investment on their own, they can also leave their money into the CPF account, which earns risk-free interest. For more details, I would like to suggest all investors can look up via CPF's website. There are so lots of information in it.
Absolutely. And what you can use your CPF to invest in is listed out as well on the CPF website, a complete list of the CPFIS investments, whether it's treasury bills, annuities, ETFs, retail bonds, shares, property funds. It's all listed out there. Today, though, we want to take a closer look at how the CPFIS has done. So positive returns, 1.9% in the second quarter for 2019. Help us understand, Zef, some of the forces that have contributed to these returns.
Yeah, of course, especially we have encountered a very dramatic volatile quarter since 2018's Q4. And in 2019's Q1, actually, there's a very big rebound for most of the market. However, in Q2, most of the market become very volatile. So the overall performance of CPFIS funds, although it is volatile, but it still continued positive return of 1.9% on average for Q2 and almost 10% for the first half of this year. All CPF posted positive return for 2.21% for 1 year period and over 26% for 3 year period.
If we look at a comparison, though, between how the CPF investment scheme did in Q1 and Q2, how have you seen the patterns shift?
Yeah, if for the CPF funds, if the more risky asset type, for example, like equity funds, they are more volatile. If the markets outperform, then we can have a more expected return. However, if the market is very volatile, we will see that the equity type will become very volatile. So compared with the different products, they have a different essence. So we should look at for the different risk diversification and also allocation.
Okay. And if we look at the geopolitical developments, the shifts, people want to know if the U.S.-China trade war in particular has had any effect on the CPFIS.
Yeah, of course. U.S. and China trade war has lasted for over 1 year, but it hasn't come to yet any concrete conclusion. So I'm not surprised, but this factor will continue affecting most of the market. However, as I just elaborated, that actually the CPFIS team not just only focuses on those risk asset type or the product. It also involves like bonds or insurance policy, etc. So I would suggest investors just focusing on the risk diversification and also like allocation.
Okay, so make up your own mind when it comes to your risk appetite. Look through the list of the CPF investment scheme products available, whether it's shares, property funds, gold ETFs, unit trust, endowment policies, and help yourself when it comes to diversification. I want to ask you a question that I think is on many listeners' minds listening in. Is now a good time to get started with a CPFIS?
Okay, there's never a good time. I would just let the conclusion is that the early, the better. The reason that I say that is because the CPF is a long-term retirement scheme. So if you can collect the money, you know, the early, of course, if it lasts longer, it will accumulate more money for your retirement. So, of course, we will suspect if there's a good time, if the market is down, if it's a better time. However, we are not the fortune teller, right? So we cannot tell if it's a good timing. But the for long-term investment, if we can do a better asset allocation and risk diversification, I believe for the long run, and if we can accumulate for a long time, you know, the result would be a good result for the retirement.
An important thing to keep in mind, listener, as well as the CPFIS returns, any returns you get are going to go back into your CPF account. So ideally, you know, you're investing with the future in mind. Which of the investment products have been found to offer the strongest return so far?
Okay, so at the end of June of this year, if we saw the Q2 of this year, actually, like Equity Thailand, it has posted almost 9% on average return, which is the best outperforming. And following was Equity Sector Financials with almost 5% on average. While we saw that the bottom performing was Equity China for almost negative 5%. However, if we look at for the 1 year period at the end of this June, the Equity Thailand also outperformed for almost 16% on average, and Equity Indonesia outperformed over 15% on average. While we saw that Equity Asia Pacific posted negative return of almost 10% on average. But it would take a longer term for a 3 year period. Mm-hmm. The Equity Sector Information and Tech actually outperformed and deliver almost 90% for a 3 year period. While we saw that actually during the same time, the Bond Global Local Currency only posted for 2.66% for the average.
So among the CPFIS funds, the mixed asset funds perform the best?
Mostly, it depends on the different time period. Mm-hmm. If we take a look longer from 1 year and 3 year period, the equity type outperform the other asset type.
Okay. And in terms of the lease returns, can you give us that side of the picture?
Yes, of course. For the Q2, we cannot predict that which the sector will be outperforming or underperforming. However, I believe that a few things that we should look at is the global market is quite volatile and also change all the time. So a few things that we need to watch out is that, for example, like the U.S. and trade war is the most important factor that affects most of the global markets. And it will also make most of equity type will become very volatile for the second half. And the second point will be, of course, the U.S. Fed fund rates, especially the U.S. Fed just cut the rates for the very first time since 2008 to help step over the possibility and economic downturn. I'm personally that predict that there will be another one or two interest rate cuts for the U.S. Fed monetary policy. And the third point, of course, just like in the news just elaborated, the Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of UK, just suspended from the September 9th through the October 14th, giving the lawmakers to roughly 3 weeks to figure out a Brexit deal. So this further development is a very important factor that will affect most of global markets.
Okay, and if we look broadly at the Q2 results, what do you think investors can take from the results?
Okay, so if look at the Q2 and the Q1's performance, you know, for the next quarter of Q3, actually, I personally will suspect that the performance of all asset different types will become very diverse. So we cannot tell that which asset will be outperforming. So the same procedure that this is for the long term, this is for the retirement. The most important is not to select the risky asset or non-risky asset. And the most important that you have to do the better asset allocation and the risk diversification. You know, just like our old saying that you shouldn't put all your eggs in the one nest because it is too risky. So it would be better that if the investor can choose different types of products to do a better asset allocation. Because there's a long-term investment for your retirement, you shouldn't be focusing on just a very short term.
Well, thank you so much for joining us and helping us make sense of the latest performance of the CPF investment scheme. He's Sav Fung, Director of Lipa Asia Pacific Research.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.